Hi guys, I'm going to answer Cardinal Sin's horror media questionnaire. Number 1. What is your favorite scary movie or series? There's a lot of scary movies that I like. One of them is... some of them are Japanese horror, actually. My favorite, I mean, like, what I thought to be the scariest movie that I have ever watched is called Noroi. It's called The Curse. And it's so scary. I mean, I recommend it to my boyfriend and even recommend it to my friend, but they find it boring. But it's just me that is so scared because of that movie. So it's like, you know, the Blair Witch. What's it called again? The Blair Witch. The Blair Witch. Film, yeah, the Blair Witch Project film. It's like that. It's the format is documentary film, and it's so scary, guys. I mean, like, because it's a documentary, then your head thinks that it's real. It looks real, guys. So, it's so hard for me to like sleep for days afterwards. If you want to look it up, you can look it up. It's called Noroi. Kairo is a different movie, also G horror. Noroi, and it's I try to spell it. Okay, Noroi. It's called no. Okay, sorry guys, I'm dumb. Okay, that's my favorite horror movie of all time. But I also enjoy a more recent horror movie, like It Follows. I really like that movie. It's so, I mean, like, I like that kind of movie where you can barely see it. The evil spirit, or you can barely saw any monsters or something, but you know that there's something scary going on. And if it's called, I mean, like, it's called atmospheric horror or something like that. Yeah, I really like that kind of movie. That's my favorite horror movie. I mean, I like to think that I really love horror movies. I mean, like, I watch a lot of horror movies. I mean, okay. Number 2. Are there particular horror scenarios that scare you the most? Yeah. You know what? The most scariest horror scenario that I can think of right now is actually the premises of It Follows. So the story is basically like this. The demon is like a sex demon, I think. So if you have sex, then you will get followed by a demonic presence, and that demonic presence can take form of anything, like any person that you met. You would never know. I mean, like, is this a real person or is it a demon? And it's like, it is relentless. It will find you and it will like kill you. It's so scary. And you know what? That It Follows. It Follows movie is like, I really like this movie. This movie is actually looks like, I mean, what is it called again? Like, Have you guys go to YouTube and watch this? I think it's a find it. So look it up on YouTube. It's called The Horribly Slow Murderer with the Extremely Inefficient Weapon. I'm going to play it for a bit. The Horribly Slow Murderer with the Extremely Inefficient Weapon by Richard Gere. Okay, so I'm going to have to pause this. You guys watch it, okay? So this murderer is like following you around, trying to kill you, and like trying to mash you, bash you, or just like stab you with a spoon. Oh my god. Okay. So he's really, really relentless. Although, you know, you cannot exactly kill people with a spoon, and it's like that is like something that's like so relentless and like following you around until you die. Even though they try to kill you with a spoon, but it's still scary. It's yeah, basically. The scenario of It Follows, because something that is there, you know it's there, and it haunts you forever until you die. That is scary, and you cannot tell, and you think you're going nuts, you think you're going crazy, and that is so scary. That's scary. Okay, so number three. Which kind of horror or supernatural monster do you find the most scary? We're talking about monsters, right? When we're talking about monsters, then I do not find werewolves or vampires, because it's been overdone and it loses like the oomph factor of it. So it's not that scary to me. I mean, like, monsters and werewolves things. Horror or supernatural monsters. Actually, I remember that. So, I think the most scariest monsters, according to me, is like monsters in The Thing. So that movie is called The Thing. The Thing, it's a 1982 film, and it's old, but it's so scary. I mean, like, it's way more advanced from other film in that era, because it's like, it's so scary, guys. It's a classic. If you guys haven't watched The Thing, I recommend it to watch it, because it still hold up even now. I mean, like, there are the sequels, but people say that the sequels, the reboot, but people say that the reboot is not as good as the first one. So I think the monster in The Thing is basically an alien. So, oh yeah, there's aliens over there. So it is an aliens that take your form. I mean, like, they will it's a alien that can transform their body into the person you know. And it's scary. I mean, like, are you talking to an alien or are you talking to a real person? That is so scary. Okay, so I mean, like, audience that can turn into person you know and make you doubt yourself, it's scary. I mean, like, you guys watch Rick and Morty, right? I think somewhere in season 2, there are an episode which have this alien parasite that can turn, they can reproduce by implanting a false memories. So you wouldn't know which are aliens and which are real. And that is scary to me. Okay, number 4. Is there something in horror movies that has never scared you? Like something that always get brought up as scary or creepy, but it just never works on you? Lots of things. I mean, like, I never found it scary for, like, people screaming and it's just, like, blood everywhere. I mean, like, that kind of gore thing. And it's, like, and you mean, like, the snuff genre of scary movie? I don't dig that because it's just, like, not interesting to me. I mean, like, I like the atmospheric horror but and psychological, like, mindfuck horror or something like that. But the straight up, like, killing, and it's like the murder serial killer thing, it doesn't appeal to me. It doesn't scare me. And there's something like when you watch scary movies and there's something like duh, suddenly there's like loud noise, or like suddenly there are an appearance of ghosts, and that does not scare me at all. Actually, it bores me to death. And it sometimes lots of that appear. I mean, like, it can be scary, but if it's overdone and it's not scary at all. I mean, like, you've seen it before and it doesn't work anymore. I hope you guys know what I mean. Okay, so number 5, most underrated horror movie or series. Like I said, the Noroi movie is like, I really like that, but it's so long, guys. It's like 2 hours plus, and most of it is like seemingly unrelated and just like something like cut off from a news program and or just documentary and just like interview with different kind of people and just like looking at houses, and those things are fucking boring. And even my boyfriend are bored to tears. But if you really really get into the story and you're just like curious on what is happening, and it's like, it can be scary to you. I mean, like, it's either you get bored or you get scared. That's what happened with that movie. And it's so underrated. People does not watch that. So, if you're interested, again, I'm going to spell it out for you. N-O-R-O-I. Film. So, if you got 2 hours of your time that you want to waste, I would suggest you watch that movie. So, number 6, do you like comedy in your horror? Explain why. No. Because, so I live in Indonesia, right? In case you guys didn't know. Which most of you guys didn't know, but so I live in Indonesia, and in here there are a lot of horror movies that are so fucking bad. It's bad, you guys, so bad. I mean, like, it's like want to be a horror movie but at the same time want to be a comedy movie. And the way it sells tickets is by showing tits. It's true. They just like to show tits everywhere. So, I remember. So, I'm going to tell a little bit of story. So me and my brother's family are going to the theater to watch some movies, and then we want to watch Transporter 2 or Transporter 3, I forgot. Some of us want to watch this movie. It's called Hantu Jamu Gendong. If you guys don't understand, I'll translate it to English. It means jamu. Okay. So it's basically a medicine liquor ghost. A medicine liquor seller ghost. Yeah. So we've already watched the Transporter and it was quite entertaining. I like it. And then we are waiting for the guys and girls that are watching the Hantu Jamu Gendong. And then because it's almost done, I mean like another 20 minutes and it was done. We get to enter the theater because it was empty. It was empty and there ain't many people in there, and we can enter it freely. There's no one guarding it, and they said go ahead, and I was just okay. And then we enter the theater, and then there's this scene just like this. So the guy is like sleeping on the bed and he's looking at the window. The window is closed by a curtain, but you can see the light. And then suddenly whoosh, there are a shadow, and then there are silhouette of a girl moving slowly from this side to that side. And then the guy is like, oh, what's that? And then it was like going outside the room, and then he find broken eggs lay on the ground, like this broken eggs and that broken eggs and that broken eggs, and then it's supposed to be scary. Trust me, it's not. It's dumb. Okay. And the acting is so bad, it's so over the top, and it was like filled with, and then there was just like making fun of the ghost. It's not funny, it's not scary, make up your damn mind. So I really don't like comedy and horror because of but if you can like, if you like comedy in your horror, then perhaps you should tell me a good example of when it works. Because the example that I've seen so far is so bad. It hurts. Okay, number 7. Do you watch scary or horror games? If so, what is the scariest game you ever played? I played a lot of scary games. The scariest game that I've ever played, I think, is the what is it called again? I think like Outlast, yeah. I played Outlast and it's so scary. I'm bad with dark places and it's so scary, guys. So scary. And I think Outlast Whistleblowers is even more scary. Okay. Do you like horror-themed television shows? I'm including things based on real life, like shows about serial killers do. I like it. I enjoyed a lot of horror-themed television shows. I've watched Hannibal. And I've watched American Horror Story, but I forgot which season because it's different story from season to season. I enjoyed it. Number 9. Do you like to read horror or supernatural fiction? I think the real life thing works here too. If so, what are your favorite books or stories? I think I've read some when I was in high school or something. Actually, I really like, can I say this? Because I'm not sure if it's like a horror story or movies or not, or books or not, but I really enjoyed the Cirque du Freak book, and I also enjoyed Coraline, there's a movie. Also, I mean, like, there's a Coraline movie too. I really like the movie. It's kind of like horror. Coraline movie. It's a stop motion horror movie, which I really enjoyed. Oh, it was written by Neil Gaiman. It was one of my favorite books when I loved to read books, I mean like young adults books. I really like that books. I cannot put it down until I finish it, but thankfully it's kind of thin. Okay. Number 10. Do you enjoy horror themed audios and ones that are predicated on fear play? I mean, like, I do enjoy that. I mean, like, there are maybe, like, audios about male yanderes and stuff. If it's like that, then I do enjoy it. I mean, like, if it's, like, psycho or, like, trying to rape or something like that, I enjoy that very much. Number 11. Do you find experiencing horror movies or games or literature or audios cathartic? What is this word? Cathartic. Providing psychological relief through the open expression of strong emotions. Of course. If that's what you mean, then yes. It was just like this. I mean, if you are watching a sad movie and then you cry, it can be releasing. I mean, like, you'll feel better after you cry. I mean, like, and your heart is, like, soothed by it. If you like watching horror movies, you get scared. I'm not sure about catharsis, though. But I do find something, like, stress release from it. It can be a stress release. I mean, like, you got scared. I was like, there's a lot of excitement on the screen. Or just, like, there's a lot of trailer and so there's a lot of like interesting thing going on the screen, and it's, and after you watch that, well, you get that feel, that satisfaction. You feel like satisfaction after watching the movies. I mean, like, basically that's what I feel after watching not only horror movies, but all good movies. Okay. Number 12. And because this is a subreddit for a lovely group of married performers and writers, have you ever used horror media specifically as the prelude to a great sexual act, either by yourself or with a partner? If I translate it to a human language, a normal language, I mean, do you mean like, are we watching horror movies before we're doing something sexual with a partner or something? I don't know. My boyfriend actually doesn't like horror movies. When we go out to watch movies, we actually kind of like enjoying action movies or animation movies and really horror. I watch horror movies with myself or with my sister. Well, recently I watched It movies with my boyfriend though, so that counts, but mostly no. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Sorry if I sound a little bit weird. It's because I think I'm getting the flu. Okay, thank you guys. Bye-bye.